time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I've got in studio Price City Councilman Lane Miller, and over the phone I've got Ted Hinckley, and that means it must be time to talk about Culture Connection. Coming up this Thursday, July 20th, it's Foxy Grandpa, and the name alone should make people want to come out and see what's going on. Ted and Lane, thank you so much for joining us today.
I had somebody call me Foxy Grandpa the other day.
But it's not you this Thursday.
No, and I'm lying about that. They really didn't.
All right. It was a good try. Ted, how are you?
Doing good.
All right. So before we get into Foxy Grandpa, we knew we were going to have a big crowd for Los Hermanos de los Andes, and they did not disappoint, did they?
No, the group was fabulous. The crowd, huge, over 300 people. We had a teachers' conference in town, and they arranged for several food trucks. By the end of the night, the food trucks were out of food. People hung around. At one point, I counted over 300 people in the park. So it was terrific.
And that's what Culture Connection is all about. So let's see if we can do it again this week with Foxy Grandpa. And Ted, what can you tell us about Foxy Grandpa?
So Foxy Grandpa, they are a group that I think they have a lot of fun playing, and I think it you know, reflects in, you know, their audience. You know, everyone's just having fun. They play, while they delve into the classic rock, they play kind of fun, like on the fun side. So if like another group was going to play Come Together by the Beatles, which is a great classic song, these guys are going to more than likely play I Want to Hold Your Hand or Ticket to Ride or, you know, stuff that's just more poppy. And they span from the 50s through modern stuff. They just, anything that's fun, these guys like to play.
Well, and with a name like Foxy Grandpa, it tells me that they do like to have a good time when they're on stage.
They for sure do. They are just a fun group, and I think the fun they have is infectious, and I think everyone that comes will really enjoy just coming and having fun for a couple hours.
And it really sounds like they run the gamut, so there's going to be probably a little something for everybody. Am I right or wrong there?
I think so, because they definitely go back into the kind of the classic rock era of fun stuff. They'll play stuff a little. This shows how old I am. They play newer stuff like The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. You know that song?
I do.
That song's 20 years old. I call it new.
Yeah, you're showing your age.
You know what, Ted? I didn't even realize that song was that old. So, yeah, that makes me feel old, too.
Yeah, so, you know, anything like that, they really do. If they think a song's fun, they put it on their set list, and I think everyone will have a really great time.
All right, so Foxy Grandpa, July 20th. Lane, we get kicked off at 7 o'clock down there still?
Yes.
Okay, food trucks for this one?
I'm not sure. I know we're going to have the shaved ice booth. We'll also have the Coyote Well, their iced coffee and specialty drinks. You know what? The one word that Ted used was how fun they are. And I have to admit that Ted has brought a lot of groups to Price that are fun. And I think he's going to end up the summer with the reputation of bringing a lot of fun bands to Price.
So you deliver fun, Ted, is what I'm hearing.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I would say so. I'm pretty impressed.
So once again, it is going to be Foxy Grandpa this Thursday, July 20th, down there in the Peace Gardens. Get down there early. Get you a spot. You know, maybe grab you a cup of iced coffee or some shaved ice. Sit there and relax. Or either go down early and hit up a restaurant on Main Street.
Pick out your best piece of shade in the park.
And then get ready for the fun. Take over about 7 o'clock, and then how long are we going to run? About 9,
9:30? Well, we usually go 8:30 or 9.
Okay, until the fun stops.
Yeah, if they're a fun group, they'll hang around till 9 o'clock.
All right, so once again, this Thursday, Culture Connection, Foxy Grandpa, July 20th, kicking off down there in the park at 7 o'clock. And then, Ted, before we get out of here, let's just give a little tease to the next week's showing, Rupert Waits. And you said that this is he's actually from Britain, and he's a guitarist by profession, correct?
Yeah. Rupert Waits is kind of out of the house concert circuit, so it's going to be a little different. It's going to be a little more of an intimate thing, but he is a fine, fine guitar player and singer, and he writes really interesting, thoughtful songs. It's definitely going to be a shift, but this is a high-quality, talented performer, and I think I think people are going to respond to him just because of the talent of his guitar playing. He's so good.
All right, so we'll catch up next week and we'll talk more about that. Ted, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Good talking to you, Ted.
Thank you.
Now, once again, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.